I don't know if any one person is capable of handling where it is taking us. It seems that it has something to do with each and every one of us in a special way. It's giving each of us a new life. It's taking the old one away, and your old life will be taken from you. It isn't a matter of time, it's a matter of the fact that the world is changing so rapidly, and we are all changing with it, and neither of us know what is happening to the other. There's a slow change taking place in some, and a faster change in some, but it's all one change. We are all coming into the body of light. We don't even have to do anything about it. We just have to keep our eyes open. But do you know who the body of light is? And I almost feel like there's something wrong that I have to say it. The body of light is the body of God. And that's who we're coming into individually and collectively. Now, you see the plan then. We started off as little frogs, less than that, amoeba, and the slow, gradual development of man. We passed a stage that is called mortal. Some of us are still surviving in it. The human race is surviving in mortality. We are somewhat above the average student of this, or the average person, because we're aware of where we're going and why. We are made in the image and likeness of God. And when we read it in John or in the other apostles, we read it as if it's some foreign, far away declaration. But now we realize that it's happening to us while we read it. And it's hard to completely understand that while we are reading what is happening to us, it's happened already a little further. It's happening so fast that you can't keep pace with it. And you are now in a body that will die, will pass away, and then another you will come forth. And they will name it something other than you, but it'll be you, and you'll be there to know it. And then there'll be another one coming forth, and that'll be you. And they'll say another name for that one. And this body coming forth each time is going to have all kinds of relationships, but the one body of God is permanent. And that's what is slowly forming in our consciousness. Right as we sit here, in 1 hour, we'll have that much more of God. And you don't get God on a ration basis so that it's an inch of God or 2 inches of God. You're coming into the infinity of God. It's overpowering, but it's true. Someday, you are promised to live in a body that doesn't age. A body that cannot be sick. This is as sure as rain. And it seems like we're waiting in time. That's fictitious too. There is no time in the kingdom of God. So we're on the throes of something gigantic. You could almost say you sit and just wait for it. But it's like riding on mountaintops. And while it's happening, we have a way of learning what is happening so that we can cooperate with it. We can ride the bumps, we can ride the waves, we can ride everything that happens to us when we know that we're always going to be alive and well. And that's not an advertisement. That's right in the book. It's counted on. It's guaranteed. It's from God. And little John seemed to have a way about knowing things. He never went to study. He was close to Jesus. Everything he knows, he knew from Jesus. He was so young. But John had something. It was John who said many of the things that you are coming into. John was who said, God is a God of light. It's hard to believe that we were taught God is light. But now we're being taught that we are becoming God. That in the invisible we already are God. And God was a name used to describe what they couldn't describe, what we wouldn't understand, what we might not even believe. But you are coming into the position of knowing that not only am I God, but my neighbor is God. And we are one. You see, then, it's silly for us to go to war against another country, or to rob the neighbor, or to do anything that would hurt ourselves. Because the neighbor we rob is ourself. And the nation we go to war against is ourself. And the slaves who were slaves at one time was ourself. All colors are one color. All religions are one religion. God. There's no Catholic, there's no Jew, there's no Protestant. God. How can I say I have a religion about myself? The one religion is the religion of all, but it won't show forth until all are one. That's what's happening. Very slowly, day by day, you see something around you and you feel, now that's a little different. Everything you see is like the fin of a whale. You see it sticking above the water. But then you come down and there's that giant body. Everything you see is just a little fin of a whale. But it's connected. It's all connected. And there's only one. And you're talking about one all the time. Except when you're talking about that which does not exist. And that's how we spend most of our day. Doing the things that aren't so, things that we feel got to be done, things that we have to get to. We have our little program all laid out. We're busy. But while we're busy, God is shaping us into His image and likeness. And when you can rest in that and feel the nature of it, feel the warmth of its truth, you'll find that many of the cares that you have during the day about Sister Mary over there and Brother John over here and this job isn't right and I wish I could get promoted and a million different things, you'll find they're all needless. That when you sit still and know quietly, I am the Son of God. I am. I'm not going to be. And when I do this and that and the other thing, I am saying I'm not. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. All these things I have to do because the world says so. And God says, rest in the knowledge that you are the Son of God. Believe it. God is your Father. And you are becoming your Father. We have such a wonderful, wonderful knowledge as soon as we let ourselves realize that God wants me to be like Him. no matter what I look like, whatever age I am, whatever my condition, whether it's poverty or wealth, I am the image and likeness of God in the invisible. And now, the invisible is taking shape. That's why it's stepped up in what we call speed. In the human self now, it appears to be very quick. Yesterday, he was just a quiet little man. Today, there's something about him that I recognize. He's different. And so it is with you. You're coming into your God qualities, and you're being compelled to let go of the qualities which are not God, which are the illusion. And you begin to take a vision of the whole picture. You have been, from the beginning, honed carefully by circumstances throughout the whole world. Each one of us has been honed into a certain size and shape and a certain way of thinking until we're ready to go into the acknowledgement that I, you see before you, the making of the Son of God. This was planned for us. This is our heritage. And we have three more levels of understanding before we attain it. The fifth level, the soul level, is what you're being prepared for now. And you'll find your mind isn't going to be very active. You won't be very active physically. You have a new body. And it will shock you to find that that's the body you've been talking about, the body of light. You have a new body coming into your awareness. That's what's been merging into your consciousness. I have a new body of light, which I've always had, but I'm slowly becoming aware of it. Oh, just say 500 years, you won't recognize the earth. It's only a phase. The life that we live is just a phase. Just as 300 years ago, all these fellows shouting about not knowing what God was, but shouting when you're saying this and you're saying that. When the fellow invented the Galileo, it was a miracle to them that he could go up and shine this thing around and look at it and tell you what was happening in the world. They couldn't understand that. They thought he was a pretender. They just outlawed him on the strength of the fact that he was different. They wanted things where they could see them, on the earth. Everything just the way they wanted to be, the way the book said. But the book was written by people like themselves. And the book was good, but they had to not make man live according to their theories, their interpretations. They were given by the inside story of Jesus a different interpretation. We didn't say do this and don't do that. It told you to see with the mind of Christ. And they couldn't see with the mind of Christ. Christ wasn't telling them that everything on this earth is all there is. He was telling them that there was a new earth and a new heaven. And we are going to experience that new earth and that new heaven. We are experiencing it now. I'm sure deep inside, probably all of you feel a tug. Something happening I can't explain. What is it? You're being born into the spirit. And when they say there's a material consciousness and there's a spiritual consciousness, it isn't a question of both being there. One is and one is not. The material consciousness that we have lived in, well, I don't know, maybe 5,000 years, 10,000 years, more than that, it's going by the wayside. It's being displaced. Someday you won't even know that there was a material consciousness. That's how the world is changing. Your spiritual consciousness was just a child, an infant, being born. But as your knowledge of spirit, and the mind was the knowledge of form. It's hard to say that I'll be around and I'll know that there are no forms on the earth. I'll see forms. But in the wisdom of the sages, you will look through the forms and realize these forms are merely the fourth world appearing and now disappearing. We're going through that. We're going to learn what is and what is not. Everyone is perfect, everyone is well, and no one, as they come into the knowledge of spirit, will ever be one day older. All the varieties in age that we see are in the material consciousness. In the spiritual consciousness, there is no increase in age. Everyone is as old as another one. There are no years. There isn't even a false death. And that's the age we live in. To me, it's the most exciting thing I know. And I wouldn't feel that way if I didn't feel the truth of it. That we are given the opportunity to witness our own birth. From nothing to everything. It's happening every second. Maybe if you sit still for a while, we can feel it. You can feel the growth of being. It's coming out of the blue, out of the darkness, out of the depth of nowhere. But it's always been alive. There's always one self alive. And that self we are. There is so much in store for us when we can see the other fellow is just the same as we. Everything you want in life is nothing compared to what you have. Everything you hope for, child's play. You have it all. And so has the other fellow, though he doesn't know it. And knowing these things about ourselves and each other, we can come to each other with a different viewpoint. I don't have to have my cynicism on my right shoulder staring at you. I don't have to be careful about what you say and what I say. I know what God says beneath it all. And whether you hear it or not, whether you repeat it or not, whether you show it or not, you're coming into what is true. And I can look at you and I can know and there stands the Son of God. And one day, when the Son of God is in his full glory, I will say, God is in our midst. The world of time won't exist. And we have to start to know that. We have to live without time. Oh, I know it'll take time to get rid of time, but there is a moment when you can see that time is just a defensive tool, a momentary thing we use to designate one time from another so that we can see the difference. But when we are time itself, there's no need to designate differences in time. There won't be any night. Night is just the darkness of human experience. There's no night. It's all day. So become accustomed to these rapid changes that are taking place. They won't be labeled, and you won't see them, someone saying, this is the situation now. But you can feel them, you can notate them, and in a sense you can lend yourself to their being so when you realize it's part of you. That part of you is just floating by all the time, and you are not what you seem to be when you're in this little cage. You're all of it. You won't have to see the world through a glass darkly anymore. Now, I can't say that this is happening in the next 500 years. In fact, it's not happening in such a way that anyone can describe the time it takes. But as we get out of time, we won't be thinking along the terms of in 20 years or 200 or 500. We'll just see that all things that happened in time are just like yesterday's old rags. We just use them to scrub the floor with. We're living in a new age. It seems to be moving rapidly. And we have to get accustomed to who we are in this new age. It's very important to know that everything that's happening, I am. Everything that's happening in reality, I am. There are many things happening that will fade out of the picture. And I can learn what is and what isn't. If it's material, it has nothing to do with me. It's just a momentary thing. Everything material will disappear out of my life. I am spirit. My neighbor is spirit. The things in the world are spirit. There is no matter in the world. You can start thinking that way accurately because you'll discover you're ahead of what is happening. That's what's happening. Let's try to get a feel of the spiritual universe. It's all around us. It's happening now. In the South Pole and North Pole, everywhere you go, it's one universe. And it's all under one law. But it's all invisible. Don't mistake the visible world with the universe. The invisible universe is your universe. And you'll find that its laws are forever. They don't change. You cannot improve perfection. Get the feel of our neighbors, our friends, the people around us. We want to get the feel of them as living spirit. When you feel them as living spirit, you will drop all your concern. Every child, when you know that child as spirit, what can you do to improve it? ever. But it's not a game. It's not something I'm saying he's spirit, so I won't worry. No. He is spirit, so I won't worry. In fact, there'll be no need to think of worry. That's a foreign belief that only exists in the world that is not. We want to learn how to turn off the world. A few minutes a day without the world, and you'll see how easy it is. The only thing that keeps the world alive in you is your personality. When you have eliminated the you, there's no world, because you keep the world alive. And you are unreal. Because the you that is there is not that you. The you that is there doesn't have rheumatism. The you that is there can sleep at night and not sleep at night. Makes no difference to him. The you that is there hasn't a problem, a care. And there is that you, and you're going to find it, and you're going to be surprised. Why didn't I know about my existence? You're going to find that when you're sleeping at night, you aren't. There's a you in the world that's moving all around the world, while the physical you is asleep. It's very much alive and aware. When you arrive anywhere, you'd be surprised that people knew you were coming. The you that you are has a way of going ahead of the form. Soon you'll get used to that, being in the form but not identifying with the form. I think some of you can do it now. It's as if you were saying, you see me, but don't be fooled, you know, I'm not this person. I'm the Spirit of God. And I live everywhere. All over the universe. But then again, to some people, I'm not telling anything new because they live everywhere, all over the universe. We intermingle, and then we finally get the idea we are one self. That's why. I want to convey that there is a gentle peace that passes all understanding. A gentle peace that comes upon you as you suddenly realize, what am I struggling to attain for when I am? If you do that, it's because you come into the self that is not in the body. The self that is not in the body is the one that is aware that there are no physical structures to fall upon me. There are no physical laws to obey. There's no aging process. There's no dying process. There's just living. Living in God. Without obstruction. You find when you feel this way, your relationship with animals is different. Something about them that has this keener sense built in to make up for the lack of the fact that they don't do the other things that you do. And they sense it. They sense your awareness. They sense your being. As if a dog would come up and be sniffing your spirit instead of you. Don't be surprised when you find there's a keener animal beside you. It'll be because you have attained a higher degree. Do you think now we can climb the ladder? We'll get in at the fourth level as just ordinary mortals, or at least pretending we're mortals so we can get in at the fourth level. Let's see if we can't stretch out a little, sail right through the barriers that were there in our mortal space. Feel the invisible help? Can you feel that we're moving in a direction that is growing up to who we are? If we're held back by some ills of the world, we can take them in a different way. We can realize that they don't belong to us. We're just letting them tag along. They're not part of our world in the seventh level, in the sixth level, in the fifth level. And soon it will be those three levels and no others. This new consciousness will not be more space only. It'll be the absence of space. It won't be more time, it'll be the absence of it. So it won't be obstructed by space or by time. But your feelings, the things you feel, will deepen into something far beyond what you're feeling. You have feelings of love. It varies depending on who you love. You find that you have an uncontrollable feeling of love. It's in the atmosphere. It's love everywhere. It isn't this kind of love either. It's a much more heartwarming love. It's a love that anticipates nothing opposite to love. It's able to go with it. It's a love that everyone inherits. It's wherever you go. It's in the air. You breathe it. You see, you don't have to read anybody's mood. Their name is love, whoever they are. We're talking about the spirit. Wherever you go, you're welcome. Whoever comes into your presence is welcome automatically. No thought involved. What's come over John? What's come over Mary? There's something about them. You can feel it. What are they so happy about? It seems to be in there something that I don't see. I didn't know they got any good news lately. They are just the expression of love. It shows itself in everyone who accepts it. This may not be where you are at this moment. At this moment, you may have to face yourself as you are, as you appear to be. But when something happens to you that you can't control, lifting you from what you appear to be to something greater, you will realize that's the infinite force of spirit, and it's coming through you. And it's coming to all of us. It has to lift us to the next rung. We have to leave behind all mortality. That deep cough in you that bothers you so much, you'll have to give it up. You won't even be able to hold it. And that operation you had planned, you find out it doesn't exist. We're coming through areas we didn't know existed. We're finding ourselves on the other side of the material world, the inside. We're turning the world upside down, inside out. And it's a strange, beautiful, new heaven and new earth. There isn't a thing on it that you'll recognize. You will just recognize what the seeds were. And you are looking at a world that was not in existence one day. You'll be looking for it and wonder where it is, and then you'll forget about it. You won't even know it existed. And I think that's just around the corner. For some of us it'll be a little longer. For some of us, it is around the corner. We have come to a fair understanding of God's perfection. As Shakespeare put it, we have shuffled off the mortal coil. And he was many, many years ahead of us when he said, "What fools these mortals be." We didn't realize how accurate he was. Where would he be at this time? Was he possibly in the world at the time he was writing his great plays? It would seem so. And yet he couldn't have been much longer in the world. So all of the things he was writing about, the problems that existed, the way dukes and duchesses and kings were vying against each other, all of the mortal competition, our friend Shakespeare knows none of that now. And you begin to feel the futility of that kind of life, vying against those who are and those who are not. Those who favor what we favor and those who do not. You see, we have no competition anymore. Those who favor and don't favor. That's not what you mingle with as spirit. That's what you mingle with as matter. This was the fellow you liked. You'd like to get him in the club. This was the fellow you'd like to keep out of the club. That's all gone. You don't think that way. You can't even help not thinking that way. You're off the mortal level. Do you get an idea of the picture when you are lifted and can't act as you did before? Just cannot. You don't have the tools to work with. You have a different set. Now, when you go forth into this world, you're going to meet a different temperament than the temperament you meet in the Infinite Way classes. I think spirit is depending on you to regard this world kindly, to see this world as an attempt of people to be something that they'd like to be and to accept something that they know they have to accept. And in your realized consciousness, knowing that the Spirit of God is all they are, you can help. You can take the hand like Sir Walter Raleigh did across the puddles. You can lead them with love in your heart, no matter what they are, who they are. And let them wonder why you did it. That's the nature of helping our neighbor so that our neighbor can then help his neighbor. if you noticed, of various states of ego. They may not be aware of it, but each one is a composite of several egos. And when you reach the level of no ego, it's hard to imagine how you are going to be, because you like to say, this is mine, and that's mine, and how dare you touch mine. The world you're coming into doesn't have anything that is mine. It's all yours, but it's all Jenny's, and it's all this one's, and it's all that one's. We own the spiritual universe because we are the spiritual universe.